Doug Ford is wanting to make many changes, which some of them are horrible, because it is not benefiting people, but putting people through many struggles. He is cutting funds that would be put to people who have autism. By cutting those funds, it would make enough money for $1 beer. He is also changing the elementary school health criteria and not letting elementary schools teach about human sex trafficking, which in my mind is a very important subject. Last of just a few things he is doing is doubling class sizes, which would not be benefiting anyone but making school more difficult. Because of Doug Ford's decisions on cutting money from supporting those with autism, it is putting many families through lifetime struggles with money. Having a child with autism is already very challenging. Some people have the money to support their families, but by taking away the funding will increase financial burden and stress on many families while trying to support their loved ones. The money that has been taken away from people with autism is now making enough money for $1 beer. Doug Ford really believes that people think that $1 beer is more important than supporting those with autism because $1 beer will be benefiting more people than supporting autistic people. Doing this is just going to give people the opportunity to become alcoholics because it is affordable now. Isn't this such a great idea? Making it harder for those already struggling and making it easier for those to destroy their bodies with alcohol? The only thing that I think is somewhat of a good idea is phones being banned from schools. I don't think that they should completely end phones from coming to classrooms because they can be used for good as well as bad. I understand that it can be very rude when teachers are teaching and all they see is students on their phones playing games and going on social media. It isn't a good idea to ban cell phones because it is a great way to connect with the students with what they find important. This may sound stupid, but with the encouragement by teachers and the use of cell phones can be positive. For example, if teachers use programs on cell phones, they can feel more encouraged to learn. Doubling class sizes is not a good decision because it is just more distraction for the students, more work for the teachers to deal with, and less work being done. If Doug Ford wants to make us have a better education, then he should think about what would benefit us. Do you think Doug Ford is making good changes or bad?